This is Plantorama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. For gardeners, now is an excellent time to think about last year's gardening experience and decide what, if any, changes you'd like to make this year. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, says this is also a good time for checking the viability of leftover seeds and securing seeds for this year's garden. Greg's still too early to do any work outside in the garden, but a great time to be planning the garden, and there's really quite a few steps that go into this.
There is. Definitely want to think about what we did last year and what was successful, what wasn't. Can be a lot of weather-related situations, but maybe some of our practices need to be improved. And we have this winter break to read up and learn about different practices and get out there and think about planning for the spring.
If you have an existing garden, do we need to do a soil test again? Is that something you recommend yearly?
You know, soils are interesting creatures, and they don't change a whole lot. So if you haven't done a soil test ever, I would definitely encourage you to do that. If you had to make some changes because your soil test results didn't come back the way we'd like, then you may want to test again to see how well your adjustments have made. But typically, if you're not doing a lot of weird things to our soil, it's pretty stable. And maybe every 5, 10, 15 years, you might test.
If you want to expand your garden, things went well last year, and you think, I'd like to grow a few more things, adding on to that site, is that fairly easy to do?
That is, you know, it depends on what was growing there previously. If it's turf, which oftentimes may be the situation, you know, we can till that up and incorporate that organic matter. Now, we do have some perennial type of grasses that can send out rhizomes and roots and things that we may want to kill off, so to speak, with maybe a herbicide or some shading of materials to kill that off, which may take a while if you're doing that and may miss your spring planting, but could be ready for some summer or fall planting. Herbicides work a little quicker, and that would be a solution for quick planting this spring.
How early do we need to get started on deciding what we want to grow?
Probably last year. Depending on what, you know, your family likes to eat, that's always a big factor. We have some plants that are very easy to grow, but if nobody likes them, then that's probably not going to take up a whole lot of space in your garden. But also collecting seeds or checking out your seed inventory. Many seeds will last probably 3 years, kept cool and dry, and be viable. A quick test, get 10 seeds, put it on a moist paper towel, put it in a sandwich bag, close it up, and check it 5-6 days later and see how many of those 10 seeds sprouted. You know, if you got 80% germination, that's pretty good. Go ahead and use that. If you got 50%, just plant your seeds a little thicker and assume that most of them will fit the schedule of coming up.
You're kind of hitting on the fact that we also need to know when things need to be planted, so maybe consulting the Kansas Garden Guide might be a good start?
That's definitely the go-to publication in Kansas. Now, it's going to be on averages, and the weather conditions will have a factor on that. But typically, mid-April is our last frost date, and our soils are warming up, so you can kind of use that as a guide. We do have the weather stations across Kansas that you can check out, the Mesonet. You can take your soil probe, put it out there, your thermometer, and test the soil, because that's going to determine when our seeds will start to germinate and when we should be planting. It's going to be warmer on top, so if you're planting lettuce, which needs a very shallow planting, you know, it's going to warm up quicker, and you could plant those maybe a little quicker than your soil reading is going to indicate on your thermometer.
And I guess as we're planting, we need to know where we've planted things, so maybe a good layout of the garden?
Yeah, it's great to rotate our crops. Many of our gardens may not be big enough to do that as best as we'd like to, but it's always good not to plant your tomatoes in the same spot year after year. And that's a family of plants, so eggplant, peppers, those are all in the same family. So ideally, we would move those if we could. Container gardening is an option for some of us small gardeners. You can always plant some of these crops, and they do very well in a container. And that kind of gives you that rotation.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, with tips for planting this year's garden. For more information, check out the Kansas Garden Guide or contact your local Extension office. Plantorama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.